So notice the shift in the energy, because we're about to receive an opening of a portal that takes us directly to the creative source. And that's something, it's already innately within you. It's just like a garden that you cultivate. You cultivate that access and connection within you. It's your innate ability. It's something you have. You don't even have to try. You just have to be. And it's in that silence that you can fully explore that deep connection that you have with yourself, your true self.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. The messages that are delivered are almost entirely for those in the room. For the issues that go on, for those old souls who are here. And the messages vary. Some of them are themed. Sometimes they're parables and sometimes academic information is given about things and the way they unfolded and what happened and what's next. But not now. We're closing the day. And at the end of the day, you'll do what you always do, and that is you'll get up and leave. But right now, there is a coherence here. And I want to take advantage of it. While you're here alone listening, and for those listening who are not here, this is not a message that's going to last and last and last. This is a short one. A short one that will last and last and last. In the beginning, there was love. And we have started the channel like that before. I want to update you. More than a decade ago, I presented the four attributes of love to my partner, who wrote it down, published into a novel. The four attributes of love were given to the hero of the novel by an angel. And he listed them. Has love changed since then? And you might say, no, love is the same forever. I'm going to give you some information. You may disagree. It has changed because you've changed. And now these attributes can be updated. Some of them are the same. But even those in the sameness can be updated. Because suddenly you're an energy that is going to feature it, not just listen to it. Over 2,000 years ago, dear ones, the master of love showed it to you, presented it to you, tried his best to bring it to this planet in a way that you all could use it every single day. And everywhere he walked, you could say the flowers grew differently and the people went with him because of love. Way ahead of his time. And yet the earth changed significantly even after he left, because of the message that he had, which was so pure and so divine. Even this day, you recognize it. Love. I want to give you the attributes today, again, and they're a little different than before. And the first one is this: love is pure. It is as pure as anything that you can possibly believe. Its existence has no other consciousness mixed in with it. It's pure. It's so pure that Humans don't even understand that purity. The closest thing to it, and we've said it before, is in the mother's eyes the first time you see your infant. The first time the infant is lifted up or put upon your chest. And that energy that you have for that little one is so pure for the human being. There's excitement, there's celebration, there's tears and laughter and weeping, and it couldn't be purer. Now I want you to amplify that 10 times. That's the purity of the love of God. And where is that exemplified? That purity is directed to you. It's pure. It comes without any baggage. It's not a love that says, I love you unconditionally, except for one condition. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to go here. You got to. Oh, and by the way, if you don't, there'll be punishment, of course. That's not the pure love of God. That's humanism put upon things. No. If there is God inside of you, and that is the plan, which most of the religions on this planet profess, if God is inside of you, there is a purity that got you here, that says you are magnificent, born into this place with that purity. Love is pure. And that's how you started. And as much as she could, Mom saw that. Dad saw that. And together, when they would look at you in those first weeks, there was so much excitement. That's the purity that they could give to you. But inside you knew at some level as you grew up, the Creator who made you gave you something special. The ability to love back in the same way. The purity of love. Probably the most astonishing energy on the planet. That's from the Creator, dear ones. And regardless of who you think you are or what's going on in your life or what you've been told, you were born in that condition. The free choice of humanity took the consciousness where it is and where it went. But when you got here, there was only pure love for the innocence of the child. That's number one. Love is quiet. Quiet and patient. And we've said that before. The purity of real love is quiet. The master of love did not enter a room and say, listen up, I've got love. And you don't. So why don't you gather around and listen to me? That's not what happened. And you know that's not happened. You know that. If the master of love entered the back door right now, he'd be quiet. We wouldn't know it. You wouldn't know it. Until he walked down the aisle and opened his mouth. And then there would be a hush. And in that hush you would hear the core truths of the creative source. Of the love of God, of how to manipulate physics, of how much you are adored, and how much you are loved. And everyone would recognize love in its purest form. Love is that way. If love entered the room, even disembodied love, if love itself entered the room, here's what it would do. Nothing. Until you saw it, and you would say, you're here. What do you have today? And then love would be quiet and say, take my hand. I want to show you something. And in all quietness and beauty, love would take you outside and show you a flower. And love would say, look at the flower. towards you. All of creation and the complexity of you and the flower is one thing. It represents love. The flower has in common with you what you have with it. Same creator. Same complexity, really. Love would take you over to the tree and say, "Did you realize you're one with the tree? But there's more. Hug the tree." And love would say, "Can you feel it? Hug you back. Did you know that the tree knows you're there? Chemically, the tree knows you're there. You're breathing on it. And the tree really likes that because it uses your breath for life." And it then responds by giving back the oxygen. It's one with you. You're one with it. And the example and the metaphor is this, that every single living thing on the planet and even the things you don't think are alive are one with you. And in the quietness, you can feel this and you can know this. And there are humans who have discovered that they can go into the field and sit down and never say a word and listen to the silence of the most beautiful music there is. The oneness with all things is legendary. And it's the first intuitive thought of some of the spiritual systems that you study. That's what love is. Love is the glue that puts it all together, that shows you the magnificence, that says you don't have to say a word and just be loved. That was number two. Number three goes without saying, love never puffs itself up. Love is never proud of itself. It's not part of love. It's not part of the consciousness of love. When you go from place to place and you love, you're silent. You're patient. And you understand that there's no amount of verbiage or explanation or puffing up that would be greater than the love that you carry. You can walk around a room and see that there's the creator in every other human in the room. Regardless of what they're saying to you or whether they're angry with you or happy with you, it doesn't matter. The creator's inside. They've got it too. The vehicle may be yelling at you. That's their consciousness. That's their issue. But the love of God is beautiful in them, just like it is in you. And then you start understanding that the evolution of the human spirit is the beginning of the realization of the connection of the Creator between humans. And when that starts to happen, humans will be more careful of what they say to one another because they have something in common, and that's the purity and the beauty and the silence of love. And they'll understand the connection to them and the source. And they'll start understanding the connection of them and the others in the galaxy, perhaps, or even in the university of love. The university of love is the teaching area that you're in right now that reminds you of what you were taught originally. Love is all. Number four is the big one. Filled with the new energy on this planet, love in this energy for the first time is infectious. And that means that when you love somebody with the purity, they can't help it. They're going to catch it. Whether they know it or not, or whether they want it or not, it will be imbued into their potential. Into their potential. And that means that with free choice and a greater potential, they'll be more drawn to the light of love than they ever were before. And then you get right to the metaphor of love being light, an awakening to a greater truth. It says when you start to turn on lights in the darkness goes away. And that other human beings are attracted to the light because it lets them see better with free choice, not with a doctrine forced upon them, not by handing them a book, but because they can see better. You see better. And they start feeling it. And they don't know what they're feeling, but they like it. And they say to you, I don't know what it is, but I'm enjoying life better. I'm not feeling like a victim anymore. There's something going on here in my life, they'll say. I feel there's hope. There's light at the end of the tunnel. I thought my disease was going to kill me. And now I know better because I can control it through love. That's what's going on the planet. If I told you something eye-rolling, would you keep it to yourself? That's a joke. The Pleiadians went through this. Everything you're going through, all of the systems that you're discovering, and through the ages and through the discovery and through the evolvement of their 23 pairs of DNA, it didn't take that many thousands of years before disease was gone. And then they realized something. Disease itself has a vibration. And that vibration is low. And that disease will attach itself to any other low vibration easily. And when their consciousness started to vibrate higher and their DNA started to work better and the sacredness of who they were started to occur to them, when they had peace on their earth and moved into that which we call the graduate ascension status, there was no disease that could ever attach to them. It was blind to them. It was the beginning of realization of not just longer life, but extended life. Their DNA is yours. And they discovered with a higher consciousness that they could live generation after generation with no aging at all. Right now, we give you the invitation to begin it. Right now, we've told you to start talking to that innate in your body and instructing it with love what it's supposed to do. Not what the media tells you is supposed to happen at a certain year of life. That you start turning around the clock. And those around you will see that not only do you have love expressed in your countenance of compassion and how you act and what you do, but in the fact that you're not aging much, and they are. It'll show. And that alone will be attractive to so many who will say, I don't know what you're doing, but give me some. And yet again, you can sit them down and say, look in their eyes, say, did you know you're born magnificent, and it gets better from there if you want. And it gets their attention. And then you start telling them what you feel and how you feel and what you've done and how you're in control of so many things in your life and not a victim of this earth. That's love. That's love. That's where it'll take it. That's what'll take you. It'll sit upon the evolution of the planet as a catalyst, a glue that begins to show itself in so many ways. Darkness will never be able to exist in that purity. And the ugliest things on this earth will come crawling out of the dark. And you will look at them and you won't be able to see how ugly they are. And you will weep with what they do and what they have done. And they will die in the light. They'll die in the light. And then you'll realize it's a light that you've been showing all along. And they don't have a chance. By choice, they chose the wrong avenue. By choice, they went into a dark consciousness. And by choice, they chose to do the unthinkable things that they've done for years. And their time is up. And you'll see it. You'll see it. And when you do, I want you to remember this channel and this time. When this human in channel gave you this information, it's in the field. It's coming. The cleanup has begun. The cleanup has begun. Let these things not startle any of you. Two steps forward, one step back. The dark will resist. And it's not going to win. That's enough for now. And so it is.